You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So today we're talking about opportunities. Man, opportunities are incredible. Because we've been talking about obstacles, right? We got past obstacles. Now we're going to step into opportunities. So you went through all those obstacles to get to opportunities. But y'all want to write this down? Let me give y'all a definition. Then y'all, I'm going to give y'all something right there. Because I know certain people like to write stuff down. Right, Ed? They like to write stuff down? A set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. Because what normally happens is we come up with obstacles that we encounter stop us from stepping into opportunities. So it's a favorable condition for growth, advancement, and success. What does favorable mean? What does favorable mean? Like now is the time? Now is the best time to do it. If you want to grow, if you want to advance, or if you want to succeed. So let me give you, so y'all going to have to take time to write this one down. Mind my own business. Y'all mind your own business? Everybody ever mind their own business and get something from God? So that means if you mind your own business, you got a clean slate so he can write on or talk on. But when you mind somebody else's business, what's there? Their business. Opportunities are disguised. Y'all ready? Ready? As failure? Opportunities are disguised. As failures? As sacrifice? Anybody had to sacrifice for the opportunity? Yep. Opportunities are disguised as not being seen. Uh-oh. You mean after all I've done, no one noticed me? No one saw me? No one see what I'm doing behind the scenes after hours? Don't I see how many hours I did it? Oh, opportunities are disguised as not being appreciated. Not only are you not seen, but you're not appreciated. So I need to repeat that? Okay. We're talking about opportunities are disguised as failure. So if you do your research, you'll find out that anybody that's successful, they fail first. Oh, wait a minute. Did I just say one time? Can you fail twice? Four times, five times, six times, seven times? What about Edison and light bulb? Huh? But he saw each failure as an opportunity of knowing not what to do. But how would we have saw it? Or would we have given up by now? Or would you throw in the light bulb down? Yes. Y'all be honest with me. When you get angry about something that you're trying to do this thing, what do you do? I want real time. But now I know we need a mic for you. What do you do when you get tired of, get tired of me picking on you? See, I gave an opportunity. Go ahead, Bernetta. What will you do?
I'll just give up.
You'll just give up? Appreciate mm-hmm. your honesty. Okay, yeah. Okay. The heck with this? What else? What happened? Yes, ma'am. Might come your way. Disguise this failure. Yes, ma'am.
Set it aside for another time.
Set it aside for another time. Okay. All right. Anybody on this side? Y'all cool on this side. I got Mike coming your way. Yeah, opportunities are disguised as failure, as sacrifice, not being seen or appreciated. What have you done for me lately?
I would try something different.
Okay, try something different? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Everybody good? All right, let's see what else happened. So let's see what happened here in recognizing and seizing. Seizing means that you see it. I got a hand? Yes, ma'am.
One of our online guests says, depends on how much I want or need it.
Okay, depending on how much I want or need it as to what my mindset might be. Appreciate your honesty. All right, so recognizing and seizing. That means when you see it, you got to grab it. Are you going to fast for 15 days? Huh? Some people increase the fast because they know by the time the fast is over, they wouldn't have had to make a decision. I mean, can I talk to y'all honestly? Okay, as long as I can talk to you honestly. Let's see what Colossians chapter 4, verse 5 through 6 in the message say. Using your heads. Using what? As you live and work among outsiders. Don't miss a trick. See, some people, Christians, don't like to know what outsiders are doing. Their language, their lingos, their presentation, their such and such. Because that's too what? That's too worldly. You can observe worldliness and don't have to become one, because that's where we came from, right? What's the world? God just had mercy on us. He said, come on in, boy. That's right. You need help. And anybody God ever said they need help? And y'all heard it? Raise your hand if he told you that. Appreciate your honesty. Okay. All right. Okay. Don't miss a trick. And let's read this part together. Make the most of every opportunity. Be gracious in your speech. Don't cuss them out. Don't talk down to them. Talk even with them. But it said, don't make the most of every opportunity. What opportunity are we missing by looking down at people instead of looking at people?
That's good.
That's a big difference. Well, you know, you should be in church right now. Why are you? Well, it was a time where we didn't go to church.
Yeah.
Amen. Church was the last day on our mind. Because we could be doing a whole lot of stuff. What? Oh, see, I get ready to ask y'all a question. Give me an ask y'all a question. I'm going to leave it alone. What y'all think I'll give me an ask? What were we doing? Yes, sir. Everybody in here. I see you laughing, brother. I see you right there. He know what he was doing. He know what I was doing. But we got to make the most of every opportunity. Why? I got y'all sitting here. I'm talking about. What is it? Opportunities. Because I'm going to go natural, then go spiritual. Right? All right, let's see what else.
When he speaks.
Okay.
And sometimes I misunderstand what he says.
Okay.
Because of my own desires and wants and what I want to do. So
okay.
I'm working on that 8.
Okay. Now why do you want to be an 8 if you're a 6?
The cool thing about being an 8, 8 cylinders can pull other things along.
Ooh.
So if I get up to an 8, then I can start pulling in my family members.
Come on now. Come on now.
Other people's situations. It ain't going to be just about me and my prayers. It's going to be about theirs and what they got going on.
Ooh, no, she didn't. I think she shipped that gear. That's her. Yes, ma'am. What you got, Nicole?
Can you be different cylinders for different areas of your life?
Yeah. And they have, like the other day, we're riding. She said, get away from me. Okay. The other day, we were riding in Curly's car. And this button, the ECO, came on. And Curly was like, what's the ECO button? And me being the smart man that I am, reached for the driver's manual. There it is. See how wisdom works? Because what I pulled a lie, I ain't know what the button was. And so, you know, I looked at, you know, read real cool, though, Nicole. I read real cool, you know. I hit it like this, okay? Just peeping at it. And what it said was, whenever you come to a stoplight, it's going to lower the engine. Whenever you go to accelerate, it's going to accelerate really slow. So it's going to save, what you call it, gas. You laughing at me, brother. I'm with you. And so that's what happened. So that's what that ECO light represents. So that was taking a 6-cylinder down to a 4, okay? But I cut the light off. Why I cut the light off? Because the way she drive, she like to take off. The real reason she asked the question, Ed, was because she recognized when she put her foot on the gas, it wasn't moving the way she normally have it move. You see what I'm saying? All right? So she's an 8-cylinder, but we have a 6-cylinder. Amen? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Okay? All right, good question. Anybody else? What cylinder are you? That's what we're trying to find out. What cylinder are you? I hear a discussion amongst yourself, but not to me. Inquiring minds want to know. All right? So y'all going to tell me later on, right? Okay, all right. So today we're talking about opportunities. Man, opportunities are incredible. Because we've been talking about obstacles, right? We got past obstacles. Now we're going to step into opportunities. So you went through all those obstacles to get to opportunities. But y'all want to write this down? Let me give y'all a definition. Then y'all, I'm going to give y'all something right there. Because I know certain people like to write stuff down. Right, Ed? They like to write stuff down? A set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. Because what normally happens is we come up with obstacles that we encounter stop us from stepping into opportunities. So it's a favorable condition for growth, advancement, and success. What does favorable mean? Like now is the time? Now is the best time to do it. If you want to grow, if you want to advance, or if you want to succeed. So let me give you, so y'all going to have to take time to write this one down. Mind my own business. Y'all mind your own business? Everybody ever mind their own business and get something from God? Yes. So that means if you mind your own business, you got a clean slate so he can write on or talk on. But when you mind somebody else's business, what's there? Their business. Opportunities are disguised. Y'all ready? Ready? As failure? Opportunities are disguised. As failures? As sacrifice? Anybody here to sacrifice for the opportunity? Yep. Opportunities are disguised as not being seen. Uh-oh. You mean after all I've done, no one noticed me? No one saw me? No one see what I'm doing behind the scenes after hours? Don't I see how many hours I did it? Oh, opportunities are disguised as not being appreciated. Not only are you not seen, but you're not appreciated. So I need to repeat that? Okay. We're talking about opportunities are disguised as failure. So if you do your research, you'll find out that anybody that's successful, they fail first. Oh, wait a minute. Did I just say one time? Can you fail twice? Four times, five times, six times, seven times? What about Edison and light bulb? Huh? But he saw each failure as an opportunity of knowing not what to do. But how would we have saw it? Or would we have given up by now? Or would you throw in the light bulb down? Yes. Y'all be honest with me. When you get angry about something that you're trying to do this thing, what do you do? I want real time. But now I know we need a mic for you. What do you do when you get tired of, the, you know, like get tired of me picking on you? See, I gave an opportunity. Go ahead, Bernetta. What will you do?
I'll just give up.
You'll just give up? Appreciate mm-hmm. your honesty. Okay, yeah. Okay. The heck with this? What else? What happened? Yes, ma'am. Might come your way. Disguise this failure. Yes, ma'am.
Set it aside for another time.
Set it aside for another time. Okay. All right. Anybody on this side? Y'all cool on this side. I got Mike coming your way. Yeah, opportunity to disguise as failure, as sacrifice, not being seen or appreciated. What have you done for me lately?
I would try something different.
Okay, try something different? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Everybody good? All right, let's see what else happened. So let's see what happened here in recognizing and seizing. Seizing means that you see it. I got a hand? Yes, ma'am.
One of our online guests says, depends on how much I want or need it.
Okay, depending on how much I want or need it as to what my mindset might be. Appreciate your honesty. All right, so recognizing and seizing. That means when you see it, you got to grab it. Are you going to fast for 15 days? Huh? Some people increase the fast because they know by the time the fast is over, they wouldn't have had to make a decision. I mean, can I talk to y'all honestly? Okay, as long as I can talk to you honestly. Let's see what Colossians chapter 4, verse 5 through 6 in the message say. Using your heads, using what? As you live and work among outsiders. Don't miss a trick. See, some people, Christians, don't like to know what outsiders are doing. Their language, their lingos, their presentation, their such and such, because that's too what? That's too worldly. You can observe worldliness and don't have to become one, because that's where we came from, right? What's the world? God just had mercy on us. He said, come on in, boy. That's right. You need help. And anybody God ever said they need help? And y'all heard it? Raise your hand if he told you that. I appreciate the honest. Okay. All right. Okay. Don't miss a trick. And let's read this part together. Make the most of every opportunity. Be gracious in your speech. Don't cuss them out. Don't talk down to them. Talk even with them. But it said, don't make the most of every opportunity. What opportunity are we missing by looking down at people instead of looking at people?
That's good.
That's a big difference. Well, you know, you should be in church right now. Why are you? Well, it was a time where we didn't go to church.
Yeah.
Amen. Church was the last day on our mind. Because we could be doing a whole lot of stuff. What? Oh, see, I'll give it to ask y'all a question. Give it to ask y'all a question. I'm going to leave it alone. What y'all think I'll give it to ask? Yeah, what were we doing? Yes, sir. Everybody in here. I see you laughing, brother. I see you right there. He know what he was doing. He know what I was doing. But we got to make the most of every opportunity. Why, I got y'all sitting here. I'm talking about what is opportunity. Because I'm going to go natural, then go spiritual, right? All right, let's see what else he says. The goal is to bring out the best in others in a conversation. How are you going to bring out the best in others when you're talking down to them? You could learn something. Others in conversation, not put them down, not cut them out. See, guys, I'm just being real. Y'all know some people don't want to talk to Christians. Why is that?
Judgmental.
Ooh. They talk down to them. Feel guilty, okay? And so when they have labeled Christians that talk down, judge them, then when you come along and you're trying to talk to them, What they thinking? The last Christian they met. Yeah. You part two of putting them down. But he said, make sure that we deal with the opportunity, that we process the opportunity. So let's identifying opportunities. Okay? All right, so let's see what that looks like. Because we already talked about recognizing the season. So what's going to happen is I'm going to talk about both natural, say natural, natural, and spiritual.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.